Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Look at you go. Playing the air guitar. One of the great songs of all time. Just a unique, awesome, three guitars just battling it out, doing it. Awesome stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. It's the morning show from Borgata. Twitter poll question of the day. You can let that fade that out slow, Dan. You don't have to ride that one down too quick. Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring together. Let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Should the Eagles give Saquon Barkley a similar amount of touches?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In 2025, as they did in 2024, AESBina will check the results of that in the next hour of the show. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Will pop culture beat the hammer?
James Guys, I'm Elliot. Nervous. I'm asking the question. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Here, Elliot's going to win.
No. I'm saying don't be. There's no psychopath here who takes a radio bit like is the most important thing that's ever happened in his life. The hammer is not here today. It's all good. We're just having fun.
You're not going to listen back to this show over the weekend?
Honestly, it'd be hilarious if you screw up. That's something we make jokes about.
James lose by one question and then we'll
see. I will freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to give a shout out to the great Joe Giglio coming up next. You can hear him here next. But he sent me a comparison of Brian Howard and Bryce Harper in their Phillies careers so far. And it's actually a lot closer than you would think. Similar amount of time.
Yeah.
Howard, a few more, about 400 more plate appearances, almost 350. He's played about 80 more games than him, 75 more games than him. But it's actually really, really close. And Harper will pass him. Like, if Harper, you know, is here for 6-9 more years like we expect and stays healthy, like, any level of health, Harper will absolutely be. And again, the World Series is a different thing. Like, you know, the title is a separate thing. But just from a numbers perspective, it's really close. Like, if you like, the OPS is slightly higher for Howard, 945 to 916. But again, error dependent. The OPS is
just a
little
higher.
Just be
clear, this isn't a Phillies uniform for Brent.
This is just the Phillies uniform time here. Nothing to do with Washington. Right, it's just what they've done with the Phillies.
Or Hart Brian's Brass time with the Braves. That's not in there.
No, he never actually made it to the majors. Yeah. So, like, Harper has a higher PS plus. Howard has a higher OPS. War, if you care about war, Harper's been better. Harper's about six games better in war. It's 24.8 to 18. You know, they both won an MVP. Harper has three Silver Sluggers. Howard only had one LCS MVP each. Like, it's pretty similar. If Harper stays healthy, he will pass him. But I think to the point Joe is making, like, I think Bryce Harper, just from a pure numbers perspective, is a lot closer to Ryan Howard than Joe from Mayfair was making it out to be. But on top of that, also, I think the part that we don't really talk about, but, like, Bryce Harper did kind of, you know, what he's done by coming here and by recruiting and by all that did kind of change where we were for a long time. And I do think that's part of his Phillies.
Now, for what it's worth, I mean, the Phillies were not great before Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and Chase Utley
took over. But they were pretty good in 06 when he came up, or 05 to, like, 06 was a good baseball, and 07 they got better. And also, like, remember, like, Jimmy came up first. Jimmy was here for years. Like, Jimmy was the engine of that team, where Bryce is the engine of this team.
Right. Jimmy was the one that got it going there, and I think Bryce is the one that got it going here. I think Ryan Howard and Bryce Harper are actually very similar players in terms of, like, accomplishments and stuff. The difference is,
Harper, obviously, much better defender, which we didn't talk about at all.
The difference is, like, Ryan Howard was a huge part of them winning a World Series.
They won a World Series.
And Bryce has not done that. So,
no, but Bryce has done a lot.
I just think Ryan Howard, if you're ranking Phillies, is above Bryce Harper on the all-time Phillies list.
215-592-9494. Again, coming up in a few minutes with a little pop culture beat the hammer. Let's go to the phones until then and see. We talked about real ones a minute ago. Drew and Weston.
There we go.
What up, buddy?
What's up, folks? TJ Hishman today. Happy belated birthday. Hope it was a good one there.
I don't even remember how you pronounced Adore. What was it?
Adore.
Even worse.
Why is it always I go with the A? Like, when in doubt,
like,
I just
A.
add, like, an A at the end.
Are you Canadian and we don't know?
Maybe.
Oh, it's a nice job there.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, it's great. It's phenomenal is what it is.
Yeah, this won't be my answer, but that is an all-time drop for
yeah,
sure. That is my favorite drop ever. Yeah, so with the Phillies, I think something that's interesting with Lizardo, and this was a concern of mine when the Phillies made the trade. It's going to be interesting to see how he responds. And Devin, you might have some insight here, because I admittedly don't watch a lot of, like, post-game clips with him, but the thing that stood out to me was before he came here, he had just never pitched in, like, you know, big market before. Mm-hmm. Like, he pitched in Oakland, he pitched in Florida. So, you know, it kind of, when he was traded here, it made me nervous of, like, how's he going to handle October? You know, because I remember he didn't pitch great in October against the Phillies a couple years
ago. He was okay. He just had a rough start, but he settled in, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, but I think he was, like, okay in that game, wasn't he?
He's all right. I don't think he pitched that long. I think it was like 3-4 innings. But I guess I'm just curious to see how he responds to adversity here kind of going forward.
So from what I've seen and heard from Jesus Lizardo is, like, he doesn't let that affect him at all. Like, and I think that same can be said for a lot of starting pitchers, or at least the Phillies starting rotation. Like, they're all pretty stoic guys who don't let the moment get to them. But Jesus Lizardo pitched for the first time, like, when the Phillies came back to Citizens Bank Park. Remember, they opened the season down in D.C., and Rob Thompson was even asked, like, is this going to be, like, a big moment for him? Because, like you mentioned, you know, he pitched in an empty ballpark in Miami and in smaller markets before. He had never pitched in a stadium like Citizens Bank Park with a bunch of screaming fans. And Rob Thompson's like, no, I mean, he's rock solid. Like, he won't let that outside noise affect him. And I don't think he has. I think, if anything, he's just a superstitious guy. And he's in his own head mostly. That probably would be, like, my biggest concern. Yeah. I mean, we already saw him change his hairstyle.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll change it again before next start. But, like, if anything, it's, like, more about superstitions than the crowd.
I'm also not sure we've gotten the answer on if he can pitch in front of a pressure situation. I get your point, Drew. And I think back, actually, Devin, to, I think it was the Dodgers it was a Friday night where he had a huge, like, seventh inning.
Good.
Yeah, right, where, like, and the crowd was going crazy. Like, I think that was a good example of it. But we have not seen him in a big spot yet. Like, there's not been, like, yes, Citizens Bank's a cool place to pitch, and there is
a like a high set. Leverage.
Yeah, set. Exactly. Like, we're not talking playoffs yet. Yeah. So I just don't know if we have the answer to it yet.
Yeah, it's, look, I think, like, on big picture, I think they're going to yo-yo, like, back and forth with the mess, with, like, the division, you know, a couple different
times. Yeah, I agree with that.
Summer. I'm not overly concerned there, but I think the schedule does start to get, you know, starting with the Cubs, the schedule starts to get a lot harder. And looking this morning, I think they're like 13-15 against teams over 500. So it's just tough that over the past week, you kind of had an opportunity to stack more wins to kind of build a buffer for that harder schedule. And they haven't done that.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and look, I don't put too much in the beating up on bad teams, lose to good teams thing, because, you know, there are teams, a lot of the teams on these things have gone back and forth between being over 500, under 500 for these stats. And like the Rays are a team that they swept, but they've gone under 500 and then they go over and they compete. So it's like, whatever, but I do think that we're going to get a look now. We're going to see them playing tougher competition, and I'm not super concerned about it, but I definitely think it's something to keep an eye on. Drew, you got an answer for us for a goat of goats?
Yeah, I debated a couple of things here. I'm going to try to get creative. How about the wheel as the goat invention?
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, Drew.
That, Drew, great call. I mean, what a classic Go Birds call.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to
awesome
get
one.
Into a super deep discussion, but like, it might be. The wheel's a pretty important
pretty good.
Wow. Drew. The guy.
And before you say, like, oh, well, it's just the wheel.
We want
what
creativity,
do you mean? Like,
by
that's
way.
Part of modern, like, that has led to so many
Devin's
further
like,
inventions.
Before you try
Devin's
to undermine
like,
the wheel.
Don't
come at
throw
the wheel.
Some respect
exactly. It is the go-to mention for inventions. Like, he is correct. But, like, Devin's like, hold up a second. It's still underrated.
So I have admittedly maybe dumb question. But would you consider fire an invention?
No. So that was my first thought. When
yeah,
said, but
right?
No. I think it's you discover fire. You don't invent
But they
fire.
Did invent it. Like,
no,
I mean.
No. It was therefore fire occurs naturally. Like a lightning strike can hit the ground and
that's
cause
fair.
A fire. Like fire occurred, they discovered it. That's honestly probably how they discovered it the first time. Like, who knows? But it was probably something that I don't think they slammed rocks together and it worked that way. Like, my guess is they probably saw fire and were like, what the hell's that?
Right,
like,
but you could argue.
Could you imagine?
That's different. No, that's not inventing. That is discovering. Like, there is a clear difference here. Like, they did not create
it's
something.
Not fire.
The wheel
not
was
right.
created
man-made.
For a purpose that was, you know what I mean?
Right, like, right, right.
Yeah, I get your point, and it is important to bring it up because this is the type of stuff we're debating here. Like, if we're going to pick a go to goats, we need to get
the wheel's
to all the
a
levels.
Pretty good one.
So, but it is an important distinction. All right, coming up in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. A little pop cold beat the hammer, but we got one real one. We got to get another one. The guy we usually start all our Saturday shows out with, our guy in Edmonton, Yo Tom.
Ladies and James, how
are
we doing?
Tom, I gotta say, I missed that. Yo, I mean, look, there was a little shot in there, but you know, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Ah, yeah. Nice to be on the air with you guys and gal. Devin, you got to work on your pronunciation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
So what's funny is I'm terrible at names as well, but for some reason, when you mispronounce it, it's like another level of.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's awesome. All right, so much like Ken and Cena mentioned, I'm not too concerned because this is much of what I expected from this team, talking about the Phillies, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, so what is the strength of the team? I think everybody agrees that it's
starting
one
pitching,
right?
Yeah.
And we're throwing a bullpen game tonight. So, you know,
no,
that kind of tells me
with,
everything
with, I need with
now.
A depleted, tired bullpen. It's great.
That
great
wasn't setup. Even good to begin with.
Yeah.
So a caller earlier said
important clarification there. Yeah.
A caller earlier said something. It was like they need to replenish the bullpen or something. I actually think we have to view this. They need to build a
replace
bullpen.
The
yeah,
bullpen?
Like right, like there is not really much they're starting with from a bullpen.
Yeah, I think I mean, there's no one you fully trust right now.
No,
I think like. I think Romano, Kirkering, and Strom are the guys you trust the most. And again, I don't think you fully trust any of the. Kirkering's probably been the best of those three lately. Like, Kirkering's been all right. That spot in game two, the Able game, like, he was great getting out of that there. Like, that was big. So I think none of them have been rock solid. Like, they're no. Alvarado, only guy who was a great reliever for you this year. And see you, buddy.
Well,
so,
we
like.
Know why.
No, I'm with you. Like, it's a problem. It's a real issue.
So do you guys actually see Dombrowski going out and making any type of major
moves? Yes, I think he's
going to
make moves. I just don't know if they're not, Tom. But yes,
I think major move.
I don't think they're going to make a major
move. So major being like, are they going to trade Aiden Miller or Andrew Painter or something? No. But do I think they could trade McAble? Yeah, I do. I don't know it'll be Able, but like I could see them making a quote-unquote big move.
I don't know, Tom. Sorry to interrupt. But I don't know if I would consider trading McAble. Like the move to me is more about who they get back, the name.
Well, of course, that's my point. I'm saying you trade McAble for a legitimate person, maybe, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Or a package. One little tweak I would make to the lineup is I'd just flip Turner and Stott. I'd have Turner leading off with Stott. You can keep Bryce in the three hole, which apparently that's where he wants to hit, and you still have Schwarber.
Well, the only issue with that is then you're going three straight lefties, which is – and I'm not the biggest, like, righty-lefty. Like, I don't care that much, but that is a little much at the end, even though Schwarber and Harper hit lefties well. Like, I think that's – you don't want to go three straight, ideally, there.
That sticks in my craw that Topper is so stuck on the righty-lefty thing.
Like, yeah, he really overdoes it, I think. And then, look, but it is, to your point, getting into a situation where Stott has been not good offensively. Right. And when you really think about it, though, it's like, other than Turner, Schwarb, Harper, and Castellanos, no one. And Sosa off the bench. No one's been good. So they have real, real deficiencies offensively. Tommy, you got a answer for us? A go to goats?
I do. Now, I'm already going. I already hit with the Nostradamus.
That's a great answer by you.
Yeah. So I will give you this. And James, you will appreciate this as the one who is responsible for gathering questions for Beat the Hammer. Joe DeCamera is the king of starting controversy.
Tom, it's a good one.
Fantastic call, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. What a great – he is. He's always finding ways to just needle and this is wrong, that.
Joe will appreciate this. No one else will. He's a little Howie Roseman-ish in his ability to just look at every little detail and, like, poke holes and find it. And
sure, Howie Roseman.
Like, Howie's very good at, like, looking at, the CBA and figuring out this
I would have probably used this analogy. I don't know. Who's the most annoying person who ever lived? I would have probably gone on that. All right. Back to the phones in a minute. 215-592-9494. But first.
Here we go.
I guess it's the debut of me versus you. It's Elliot versus James. Pop culture beat the hammer. Let's do it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.